This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
The doctor is almost at the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. Dr. Batar, it is this week. Excited to see you and get everybody together and bring about this healing that belongs to each and every one of us, but we're just going to reinforce that message. Really great. Now, last hour, I was talking with a couple of the gang from the Vaxxed bus because they were thrown out of the IKEA parking lot. And my message of concern is this, that these children who are vaccine injured, who have not been recovered, that are developing from small children to teens, and they become, some of them become very violent due to the pain they suffer, they get very strong, and even into young adulthood, as this society is impacted by more and more of those children growing up, and they're out and about with their families, going like what normal families do, go shopping, whatever. Should there be a misunderstanding and police are called, the elevation and escalation of these events, I don't know if the police understand what's going on with these autistic children, because some of them are being shot because they don't understand the danger they're in, and they don't respond according to what you call a more typical human that's not been vaccine injured. Does that make sense?
For the child that was autistic, the child was white, the caretaker was black, and this was a few weeks ago. You remember that?
No, I don't. I don't remember that story.
Yeah, the guy got shot in the leg. He had his hand up. The kid had sat down in the middle of the road. The caretaker was trying to get the child up. Police arrived. Somebody had reported there was a gun on site, but there was no gun. They told the caretaker to get on the ground. He had his hands up. You know, he got on the ground. He was trying to tell him that, look, the kid doesn't understand. They shot the caretaker in the leg. It was a therapist. And he couldn't believe that he got shot. And then, of course, you know, they didn't make a big deal out of it, but the media, I think, covered it, and then all of a sudden, you know, didn't hear too much about it. I think that was in Florida, or maybe it was in Atlanta.
Okay. I have a vague recollection of it. But, yeah, this goes into, you know, the police are under a lot of stress for a lot of reasons, and I don't accuse them all of being evil and trying to kill people. And just like we don't accuse the doctors of all being evil and trying to kill people. But the point is, are they trained? Just like we asked the question, are doctors trained to know what the heck is going on? Are these police trained to understand what's happening with these kids that are growing into teen years and young adult years? They do not function like you would expect a normal adult human to function.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's not, you know, there's no fault that's being made here. It's just that the awareness that are they, as you said, prepared? Have they been trained? Do they understand what the uniqueness of the situation is? I guess the question is that with this situation that happened, were the children, was this an awareness bus, or were the actual children there that had been vaccine injured that were developmentally delayed, and then there's a potential of one of these situations escalating to the point that you're talking about, or is this potential that this could occur?
It could definitely occur, but in the reality of what happened with the Vax bus, you had a lot of families there with their vaccine-injured children telling their stories as they are signing the bus, and of course, the IKEA people didn't know what was going on, and they called the cops. The cops come, move along, hurry, quickly, quickly, and you're just like, you can't rush families with these injured children. They just, it's not like normally grabbing the kids and going. There's so many factors, so many escalation potential with the fear, the anxiousness, the anxiety, and you know, they don't understand the threat, these children especially, that could, you know, that could arise because the authoritarian cops at this moment are just, in what they're thinking, just doing their job, but the risk is so great now.
Yeah, I think that you're absolutely correct. And it's actually, it's not limited to just this type of situation, Robert. It actually can be expanded to any type of situation where any type of individual that has a alteration in their thought process, where the cognitive ability is not, not in a manner that would be socially understandable by an everyday person, and where there may be special needs, where there's an increase in sensory input deficit that causes them to violently respond to loud noises, for example, or high-pitched noises, or certain
yes.
light frequencies that will exacerbate discomfort. So that to everybody else, you know, why is this person starting to act this way? But the light frequency is creating a distortion. So they're covering up their hands or their ears with their hands, but that quick movement could be perceived by law enforcement as being hostile or whatever. And it's complete misunderstanding. And so you're right. This is something, and I've never thought about it before, but this is something that law enforcement and first responders should all be have some type of training in, at least. I mean, it's not
yeah.
nothing elaborate, maybe a half-hour awareness type
sure.
educational program. Yeah, I think that's
well, and I think even, you know, just normal retail store personnel now, because, again, what do the parents do? They can't leave them at home. Do they not go out shopping? There's some serious issues now as more and more children are being injured until we can put a halt to this insane vaccine agenda. And how disastrous is it going to get before they start pulling back on this? And in the meantime, we still have all of these children, and many of whom have never, you know, heard of you or other doctors who are helping to remove the toxic mercury and other things that are contributing to the autism manifestation. And so I see, you know, so many potential disasters here. And again, this was a little microcosm that when I heard about this vax bus at IKEA, I thought, oh my gosh, this is a bigger picture than just that one event.
I think you're right. It's an observation that I'm glad you made, because I certainly didn't think about that, but you're right. That's in light of the fact that the caretaker got shot, and he was really worried that the child was going to get shot. It wasn't a child. It was a young adult. It was, I think, in late teens, 18, 17-year-old.
Yes.
And he was concerned that young adolescent was going to get shot. And you're absolutely right, because the police kept telling the kid to get up, and the caretaker was yelling that he doesn't understand, and he's telling the kid to, you know, calm down. The kid was being very irate, and so I think that was a potential hot situation that became hot enough that somebody discharged their weapon and somebody got shot.
Yeah, so I think this is a case in point, and I'm glad you brought up that example. I do remember it now, but yes, this is the thing that we're going to hear more of, see more of, and I just plant the seed for you folks out there listening, and maybe some of you with family members that have already been injured, you've experienced something like this, or potentially almost like that, and I'd like to put that warning sign out for the cops and for anybody in an environment where you're going to deal with families, to pay attention, because we know the celebrities, by and large, are not. And that is, yes, a segue. Don't try this at home. But Ben Stiller is pulling an Angelina Jolie on us for men. I've said this how many times, Dr. Bitar, you know, half jokingly. It's like if doctors went after men's testes as often as they go after women's breasts and ovaries, I think men would say, uh-uh, don't come near me. But Ben Stiller, a good little Hollywood starlet, I shall call him at this point, says everybody should get their PSA test. Has he not read the medical literature about PSA tests?
Yeah, obviously he hasn't. It's one of the biggest frustrations when you talk to patients that have had PSAs that have been done. And I've actually just recently had a patient that had an elevated PSA, ended up having a biopsy, had all sorts of complications, did not end up having prostate cancer, but he was pushed down that route. So it's probably warrants us discussing a little bit about the PSA, I guess, right, Robert?
Well, remember the PSA, where they call it a prostate-specific antigen, it is not a specific antigen to the prostate.
That's exactly right, because we see it in women that have breast cancer, it elevates in women with breast cancer. So why is the prostate-specific antigen, which women don't have prostates, why is it going up in women with breast cancer? Some people would say, well, it's a marker of cancer. Well, then why are we calling it prostate-specific? And it's actually not an indication of cancer because we see PSA levels going up in men with benign prostatic hypertrophy, which is not cancer. It's a chronic enlargement, like a callus that builds up on a hand or something. So benign prostatic hypertrophy is not any type of a cancer. It's just a hypertrophy. And so that is it's a misguided thought process that PSA will pick up cancer earlier because it's, one, not specific to prostate, and two, it's not specific to cancer.
Right. And, of course, in Ben Stiller's perspective, he said, if I had waited until when the American Cancer Society tells me to get it checked at 50, he said, I would have been devastated because I had a tumor 2 years earlier, right, or something along those lines. But more often than not, and it's been reported, and even this article acknowledges that, it leads to unnecessary interventions that create complications that would never have existed if it weren't for the wrongly named PSA test.
Yep, that's exactly right. So I think that this comes back to the same issue that occurred with mammograms. And when the actual studies were done with mammograms and compared them to interventions, non-invasive interventions, such as breast self-exams, they found that the mortality rate did not change and the survivability and the incidence of cancer diagnosis and all the different parameters that they looked at, there was absolutely no changes what they reported. Now, I believe that was actually doctored up data. I'm sure that there was less incidence of complications and less incidence of cancer when people were doing self-exams. But in the studies, they showed that mammograms did not increase survivability and did not increase the time decrease the time before diagnosis than self-exams. So mammograms showed no efficacy, yet mammograms cause compression of the breast, which is inflammation. It's cancer is an inflammatory process. It's exposing the breast tissue to radiation. When they started looking at the fact that mammograms didn't have any improvement, and this was presented to the U.S. Congressional Subcommittee on Human Rights and Wellness or Prevention, whatever subcommittee was presented to, the response was simply that, well, the American people want something, and so that's why we're going to give it to them, even though they recognize there was no benefit to
it. Right. It sounds like the good intentions around the flu shot. We just want to do something, right? Does it work? No. Does it help? No. Does it hurt? Yes. But we're doing something. You know what, Ben Stiller? You should try making a good movie. You haven't done that in many years.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, cranking it up with Dr. Rosh Attar, Advanced Medicine, each and every week. If you miss a show, go right there to our syndicator, GCNlive.com. They have the fastest archives up in the world, and then you get it all over the world on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and UK Health Radio and all those places. It's awesome. And SoundCloud now. RobertScottBell.com for all the links. MedicalRewind.com, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of Dr. Attar and I discussing advanced medicine concepts, including this one, the flu shots. Never enough talk about the flu shot each and every year. They ramp up the propaganda. And now this year's flu season is officially underway as a 73-year-old woman apparently died, according to this, of complications from influenza. By the way, she was hospitalized and had pre-existing medical conditions. Isn't that just the way it goes, right? People that are basically healthy, rarely do you hear them dying of influenza, and even if the claim is there, how often do they actually check to see that there was actually a flu virus present? Almost never. And so as they ramp up the fear for flu season, just take note of this, Dr. Attar. 68 people, a whopping 68 people, according to the Health and Human Services, last year died. 68. Now, how does that jive with the 36,000 they claim it is every year?
Yeah, well, actually, it's actually probably even less than the 68. You know, so to put this into frame of reference and exactly the numbers that have been put out, I don't know the exact numbers, but I remember something around 120, 130, 140 number of people that die every year from hair dryers, like falling in the sink or in the tub and somebody getting electrocuted. So if you go with the 68 number for people that die from influenza and you compare it to the number of people that die from hair dryer accidents, and here's the thing, if people don't use a hair dryer, nobody dies, but if people get inoculated, nobody gets, you know, the people that aren't dying from the influenza, but how many people are being maimed from the, or being damaged, or being hurt, or being incapacitated from the flu shot? So now you look at, you don't get the flu shot, you do get the flu shot, and the number of people that die. You don't use a hair dryer, you do use a hair dryer, you use a hair dryer inappropriately, and you die. And what is it? The hair dryer is a lot more dangerous to use based upon the number of deaths. Now, some may think that I'm just trying to be sarcastic. I'm not. I'm actually making a point that you start looking at the risk versus the benefit. And you, if you start recognizing that the incidence of death from the flu, from a lack of flu shot, or somebody getting the flu shot, if you say it's 68, it's pretty, pretty low. And they're coming up with this 36,000 or whatever you're saying. But now you look at the 68, or you look at the 36,000, whatever they're saying, how many of the people are actually dying from the flu? And the chances of accurately, as an ER, former ER doc, people don't die from the virus. People die because they get dehydrated. They die because they have complications. Just like from cancer, very few people die from cancer. People die from cachexia. People die from renal failure. People die from chemotherapy, from radiation exposure. Whatever they're dying from, very rarely is it cancer. AIDS. What are people dying from? You know, the immune dysfunction is what causes people to die. And what is, we know, you know, we've talked about what is really AIDS, whether you say it's a virus and it's not a virus, regardless of that, people are dying from a common cold. They're dying from a pneumonia. They're dying from, you know, whatever it is, inability to regulate the temperature. They're dying from things that, look, from a cut on the hand that gets infected that everybody else just put a Band-Aid on. So they're dying from a compromised immune system or some other issue that is systemically impacting their system. They're not dying from the cancer or from the flu or a virus or from the whatever. It's other things.
And so, how many, Dr. Batar, of those 68 people that they claim to have died last year from the mostly older patients anyway, how many of them had a flu shot anyway, right? They don't mention that. They probably, I mean, for all you know, all of them had a flu shot too, but no mention of it.
Exactly. And so there's no, just because you get the flu shot, assuming that it's not going to kill you, I mean, the flu shot, comes back to the H1N1. You remember that 68, you're talking about 68 right now, the flu. I think there's like 62 people that died of the H1N1 or 63 people that died of the H1N1 in Los Angeles. And I think it was Martin Luther King Hospital. And the Los Angeles Times started creating a big brouhaha about why is it that the H1N1 deaths are not being reported. Nobody's talking about it. And then all of a sudden, the story was killed. You couldn't find any trace of it anywhere. And it found out that all those 60-some patients that died of H1N1 that they were trying to create this big hoopla about, all 61 or 62, whatever it was, had actually gotten the H1N1. People that died had all gotten the vaccine
the flu shot
to prevent it.
Yeah, exactly. The whole idea of, again, of artificially stimulating antibodies that you guess are going to be the ones that are needed. We talked with Tatiana Obukanich, a PhD immunologist, over the weekend, and she said it's proof right in the medical journals from the 1940s. Antibodies do not confer guaranteed immunity anyway. So what's the point? Inject people with mercury for profit. I guess that's the point, according to the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, the CDC and P. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Advanced Medicine with Dr. Batar. Antibiotics, microbiome, coming up.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
All right, the microbiome. I always get excited talking about the microbiome. A couple of weeks ago, I think we did this on the air with Advanced Medicine. I'd gotten a hold of an article, a published article about the gut diversity, gut biodiversity, they call it. It's important to have the right biodiversity in the gut, microbiome. And it was an experiment, a test, antibiotics versus silver. They put in silver at 2,000 times the recommended daily allowance, if you can call it that, or level by the EPA. And there was no disruption from the silver of that biodiversity, which is important. If you're going to address dysbiotic microorganisms, yeast, etc., can you do it safely? Because the antibiotics they tested all ended up resulting in severe imbalances in biodiversity. Now we have an article here saying gut microbiota may have a role to play in neurodegenerative diseases. Dr. Batar, I ask you, as we look at the damage to the terrain, the gut, the microbiome, does this preclude now what we've been saying for years and you have identified, like heavy metals impacting the nerves and the brains and causing neurodegenerative? I mean, is this saying that the heavy metals don't matter?
No, absolutely not, Robert. The thing is that if you start looking at the preponderance of neurotransmitters in the body, obviously you see the highest concentration in the brain, but the second highest concentration, as you very well know, is actually in the gut. And many of the neurotransmitters are found in very, very high levels, some even close to the same levels in the brain that are found in the gut. That's one reason they refer to the gastrointestinal system as a secondary, as a second brain. Mm-hmm. The gut, the mesenteric plexus, I mean, the amount of and serotonin, you know, for example, and many of these other neurotransmitters. Do you remember secretin? In fact, let's talk about secretin. That's the best
yes.
one. Do you remember
mm-hmm.
the use of secretin in treating autism?
Right.
Okay, so secretin is found in the gut, but it was in fact, we were one of the first people in the United States, in Northern America, that were actually giving secretin IV. I was doing that in 1997, 1998, and patients had a benefit. Now, we don't do that now simply because, one, secretin can't get secretin as much anymore, and two, there are other ways to help create that balance. But basically, why would something like secretin makes such an impact on people, on children's brains when it's considered a primarily something that's found in the intestines? Well, because it has in the gastrointestinal system, because it has a tremendous impact on the brain. And so there's a lot of this cross, I don't want to say cross reactivity, but there's a lot of cross, it would be almost like, what do they call that when you have people that are multifaceted? Okay, that's what
mm-hmm.
It's when people are trained in two different jobs. So these neurotransmitters have, we call them neurotransmitters, but these substances have dual purpose. They have a purpose in the brain, they have a purpose in the gut. And so I kind of found when I reviewed this study is almost like a moment of duh. I would have thought that that's maybe where you were going to go with it, because it's no surprise that if you alter the gut function, you're going to have some neurological implications, and it's no surprise that if you alter some of the neurotransmitters in the brain, you're going to have altered gut function. To me, it's synonymous. You know, you affect one, you're going to have an effect on the other.
Well, yeah, I think it's important to also recognize, you know, I wanted to bring the heavy metals into the discussion, too, because I don't want people to think all you've got to do is put good probiotic colonies back into your gut and then your brain is healed. We have to pull the heavy metals out. But remember also the way heavy metals are often injected via vaccination, not ingested through the alimentary canal, where there is some level of protection if the gut is intact, if the microflora is balanced and ready and resilient to kind of counteract it. Even the yeast organisms can prevent some level of mercury absorption, and there's been shown evidence of that over the years. So there's an interesting, let's say, parallel track here. We are not going to disavow knowledge of the microbiome, the imbalance that results from any number of insults, including antibiotics, resulting in brain and neurological degradation. But we don't want to overlook the heavy metals, the mercury, and now the aluminum coming in with these vaccines.
Yeah, but that's true. But I think that it's a mistake when you start to compartmentalize and think that, okay, because this vaccine was injected and it had heavy metals, that it's not going to affect the gut as much as, you know, through some other source, because the body doesn't really tend to compartmentalize based upon the route of administration versus the type of substance it is. For example, lead, regardless of how it gets into the body, will get put into the bones. That's where it stores. Mercury, however, gets into the body, whether it's ingested, inhaled, injected, it doesn't matter. It's going to have a propensity for fat tissue, so it's going to go to the brain and to the heart. You know, and so many of these different metals, like, for example, cadmium, is going to have a propensity for lung parenchyma. So regardless of the route of administration, the metals will find their way to certain types of areas in the body, certain tissue types, because that's where sort of the propensity of the body is, to put them, to store them, sometimes just to try to get it out of the circulation and put it into some other place because it can't excrete it well enough.
Right.
So heavy metals, regardless of where they're coming from, and regardless how they entered the body, they're bad, and they need to be eliminated. So whether it was ingested through food or water, or whether it was inhaled through your lungs because of the pollution in the air, or whether it was injected into your body through with the vaccine, it has to come out. And it doesn't matter whether it's in your gut, because, by the way, it does affect the gut. The difference was, the reason the gut, we don't think about the gut as it affecting the gut as much, is because there's a rapid turnover in the gastrointestinal system. It rapidly, the lining of the gastrointestinal system, the epithelial lining is actually regenerating at a much faster rate. And so when you look at uptake of EDTA, for example, or DMPS, you see EDTA has a very low uptake in the gut, only about a 5% uptake. DMPS has, you know, depending on the route of administration, you can get up to 50% uptake of DMPS through the gut into the systemic absorption. But the heavy metal component to say that because it was injected, you know, you may get some benefit or some buffering in the gastrointestinal system, I don't think that's accurate. I think that regardless of how it gets into the body, it needs to come out, and the gut is no different than any other place. It needs to be depleted.
Yep, very well said, very well said. Now, further disruption to the microbiota or microbiome, of course, the overuse and abuse of these antibiotics, these so-called wonder drugs, when they abandoned homeopathy and herbs and silver and things over the course of the 20th century because of the rapid action of these antibiotic drugs. And, of course, we, you know, not only do they have the so-called superbugs, but, you know, the ongoing destruction of the, well, the terrain, the microbiome. Resulting in all kinds of problems. Now, this is an interesting study that just came out, and it's about antibiotic use in hospitals. Now, we said that the majority of iatrogenic, what do we call that, antibiotic-resistant drugs, antibiotic-resistant infections are happening in hospital settings because of that's where all of this is churning, and you've been, you know, more antibiotics, it's just more development, etc. But now they say that a hospital bed can be a vector for transmission even after it's cleaned, according to the study. In other words, if a patient was given an antibiotic on the bed, then that patient is gone, they clean the bed, you get in the bed versus a bed where the patient was not on an antibiotic, the more likely are you to have an infection. I know I'm not saying this very well, but it's kind of an awkward thing to assess and go, wait a second, I thought it's cleaned, it's gone, it shouldn't matter, but apparently it does.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things that just because you can't see it or measure it doesn't mean it's not there. It kind of goes back to the time of Leeuwenhoek and the time of the development of the microscope before bacteria were recognized. And because we couldn't see it, we thought, oh, it must be crazy, this thing of spontaneous generation. Remember the
maggots,
where the maggots come from and so in the meat and they used to think that the theory was that the reason that maggots came up because you couldn't see the eggs, the microscopic eggs that were being laid, they would say it was spontaneous generation. You've got meat there. You've got there's nothing on the meat, and all of a sudden you got these maggots, and then you got flies, and then they said it was spontaneous generation. Well, that's because prior to that, people couldn't see bacteria because there was no microscope to see how this whole, as you're talking about the flora, how the entire system was changing. Now you've got a situation where you've got a microscope, you can see the bacteria, and you say, oh, okay, now I see this. There's something that I can't see with my naked eye. It's bacteria, and that's what causes the problem. Okay, so now it continues on. Well, who's to say that there's not another type of substance like that? Now, some people say, what are you talking about, modern-day science? But remember, the pleomorphic organisms, they can't be seen with microscopes, and electron microscopy has been shown. This is where Rife came in and some of his work. People remember the Rife even Rife frequencies, but few people recognize that Rife's real work was with his Rife microscope, and he was able to see certain things that today's electron microscopy can't even see. Am I going too far off the deep subject here?
No. It's very good. I mean, we had the light microscopy. Rife did some things that you could see things that you can only see with a electron microscope, but with electron microscope, you can't really see living things anymore because it's in a vacuum in the same sense. And what he was able to see through his Rife technology were things that were still living and moving through cycles.
Right, so exactly. And so these are the types of things that just because we can't see something, and I'm just trying to make an analogy between what happened, you know, from the time of Leeuwenhoek to us, who's to say that there's another leap that we have to still take and to say that, okay, well, we cleaned this. Yeah, we cleaned it from what we know. We cleaned it, and yet it's still causing disease. Well, there's other things that are there, or it could be as simple as that we didn't clean it as effectively, or some of these resistant bugs to the cleaning mechanisms, whether it's heat or chemicals or whatever they're doing, it's not effective enough, and they've become drug resistant or heat resistant, and so they're still propagating, and we think it's covered. We've covered the spectrum, but we haven't covered the spectrum, and now we put a patient on there. Their systems are already rendered susceptible, and now you've got some kind of superbug that jumps on board from the bed that they were on, and
Mm-hmm. They're actually speculating that, particularly with the Clostridium difficile, which we now hear is rampant in hospital settings and old folks' homes, the nursing homes as well, that when they put them on these antibiotics, that these C. diff microorganisms adapt. And, they might be shedding spores, they're saying. They're throwing things out through the skin. And, it's on the bed. And then the next person that gets in there, because these other people were on the antibiotic, the C. diff just kind of finds another way. And they are more likely to be infected.
Well, Clostridium difficile has been always, even when I was an intern and a resident, that was one of the concerns. By putting people on antibiotics, that you would create a Clostridium difficile infection. That's not something new. That's been around for 25 years plus that I know of, because that is one of the things C. difficile resistant issues. This is one of the problems that has been out there. So now I think they're talking about this in hospital beds, but Clostridium difficile has been around. That issue's been there for many years.
And Dr. Batar, that goes right back to the disruption of the biodiversity. The antibiotics, yes, it kills stuff, but it leaves you more vulnerable, susceptible for something that will take advantage of it and opportunistic. And we'll talk more about that. Also, suicidal med school students, too, coming up after the break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The Morgan Silver Dollar, minted from 1878 through 1904 and again in 1921. 90% pure silver. Many agree it's the most beautiful silver coin ever struck. CNS Rare Coins has a huge reserve of these brilliant, uncirculated historical coins and is about to release them to the public for a limited time. Produced at mints located in Philadelphia, New Orleans, Carson City, and San Francisco, this is your chance to obtain a piece of American history. With the price of silver on the rise, shouldn't precious silver be a part of your portfolio? It's the perfect hedge against inflation at below market prices. CNS is proud to release these Morgan Silver Dollars at only $39.95 per coin. So call toll-free 866-95-COINS. There's a 10-coin limit. Call 866-952-6467. And for the first 100 callers, shipping is free. So call now, 866-95-COINS.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Dude, are we getting some Led Zeppelin? Is that some heavy metal rock music that we're going to now have to chelate out of our system, Dr. Batar? Thanks, Super Don.
Going back. I don't think we can chelate it out.
You don't think we can chelate that out? That's a different kind of heavy metal. All right.
I think once the damage from heavy metal music is done, I think it's done. I think it's permanent.
Well, yeah. I mean, just look at Super Don, right?
There you go, exactly. I rest my case.
proud of it.
Yes, our resident metalhead. Okay, well, hey,
no
speaking
response.
Of...
You noticed that? He couldn't even respond to that.
Well, no, he laughed, but you probably didn't get it piped into you. I heard it from Superdon. He was chuckling a bit. But two stories. One real quick. Herbal and dietary supplements tied to liver damage. This is nonsense, except that... They acknowledge in the story that it's really drugs causing liver damage, and I mean prescription medicines. But if your idea of a dietary supplement is an anabolic steroid or a Chinese herbal medicine with real heavy metals in it, okay, you got me there. I'm not going to argue that that could be dangerous. But by and large, the dietary supplements on the market in the United States are really not causing liver damage. It's the drugs that FDA approves. Have you seen anything different that I'm missing on that one, Dr. Batar?
Well, the largest or the most amount of liver damage that's caused by any substance is Tylenol over the counter, and it's known to be the most significant cause of liver failure in the United States is over the counter usage of acetaminophen. So. Is that what you were going with that, or just like...
No, well, they were listing, they acknowledged, and I gave them props for this, this Fox News Health article, that they acknowledged across the board drugs were much more toxic and caused more liver damage. They didn't mention Tylenol by name, but you're right, and we've covered that over the years. But I just wanted to point out, it was pretty much a hit piece, but if you read it, you'll say, okay, they're talking about adulterated substances that are not really dietary supplements. That's the only point there. And I don't want to belabor that because I'm fascinated about this last article here about medical school can be brutal and it's making many of us suicidal, written by a recent medical school graduate. Suicide. You went through medical school, obviously. Do you remember this being the case way back when?
Well, my insight's a little bit more unique, possibly, because I went to Washington University in St. Louis, which some of the people may recognize as the place where the debate was held last night. And the last
few elections, they've always held a debate at Washington University. That's my alma mater. And WashU's, couple of its claims to fame, it's considered like it used to be, you know, one of the top five or ten schools for different.
It's a great med school. I mean, it's a classic as far as the Egghead Research University. It really is. It was among those, you know, when I was at Emory that we were aligned with. But, you know, the suicide rate among med school students, you've been through boot camp, you've been through med school. Well, which one's worse?
Well, this isn't med school. I'm talking about undergraduate. The highest rate of suicide of any university in the United States. When I was going there, WashU was, I think, in the top two universities with the highest suicide rate. So this is undergrad. We're not talking about medical school. So then when you go into medical school, you know, again, the pressure, it's self-induced pressure, but some of it's also parental pressure and expectation and social pressure. It's a peer pressure. And so because people can't perform, in fact, I off the air, I told you when you told me you wanted to cover the story, I was just there a couple of weeks ago in St. Louis visiting my dad, and the interesting thing was all the high-rises on the campus that were where the dorms were, there were high rises there, and all those dorms, all those high rises are gone. They've taken them all down, and that's one of the biggest methods of killing themselves was for people to jump off the high rises. So it's a pressure induced type component, self induced pressure, and you know you're expected to do well, and if you don't do well, then people feel like they have no other exit, so they kill themselves. Undergraduate and medical school, same type of thing. You know, boot camp. There's a lot of people that claim like that they're suicidal in boot camp. That's because that the recruiter told them it's going to be fantastic travel all over the world and you know, get to live the life, and then they're going to
bait and switch.
So then they were like, "Hey, I'm suicidal," but that's a totally different thing. That the boot camp makes a man out of takes a boy and turns him into a man.
Right. But real quick, Dr. Mittar, even after graduating, becoming a doctor, suicide rates higher in that profession than most others.
Yes, absolutely. In medicine, most disgruntled profession and most exiting the medical profession. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. All right. Well, not here. We're actually pretty happy about what we get to communicate with you, with Dr. Mittar doing advanced medicine. Remember, if you miss a show, GCN has it pretty quick after the show's up. MedicalRewind.com pretty soon as well. SoundCloud. Go to RobertScottBell.com for the place to have that health, freedom, and healing liberty. And DrBittar.com is linked up as well. Thanks for being here. Tell them what they need to know real quick.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.